Welcome to Endurance Twitter. I'm your host, Danny Noyes. Yesterday, we had the Ethiopian Olympic trials, and Shir Kitat and Tassada Girma made the team. Let's click on here. Let's see. Let's go run article. Let's go run. Let's run article. And so the much-discussed 35K Olympic marathon trials was held yesterday on Saturday without Kanasteh Bekele. Of course, he's their great runner who's won many gold championships and is the second fastest all-time in the marathon. And in fact, the third fastest and 10th fastest all time are both Ethiopians, and they both sat out this trials. Weird that they did 35K. I mean, what's an extra 7K, an extra 4 miles? I don't think it's going to matter too much. One of the reasons Bekele didn't want to run was he felt it was too close to the Olympics that are going to be run in Sapporo. The Tokyo Olympics will be run in Sapporo. So that's just kind of what ended up happening. So you got those top 10 guys did not run, but the guys who ran are pretty dang good. Shir Kitat, 24-year-old winner of the 2020 Olympics of the London Marathon last October. And that was a pretty great performance watching him do that. He's also won Frankfurt and Rome. Lilisa Desese is a past winner of the Dubai one. Of course, most of these races are back in 2013. Boston, he's won Boston in 2013, 2015, New York, 2018, and Worlds 2019. Oh, nice World Ones. So, you know, they've got such a loaded group of people. I remember watching the Dubai Marathon. So over the past few years, and there'll be like 30 or 40 guys from Ethiopia just crushing some amazingly fast times, you know, like under 2:10. And it's kind of cool. They have the stands full of Ethiopians chanting and singing throughout the race. And then the last guy was Sese Lema, who definitely is not one of their top guys, but hey, he's got third is his best finish at Tokyo and London, Berlin, Dubai. So definitely got some talent. And then on the women's side, not as familiar with the women runners, but Stephanie has won the one who won it, hasn't won a major. She's only run Tokyo, but has run 2:19 and then a runner up in Tokyo with a 2:18 and Rosa Dirscher. So the women's race wasn't as controversial as the men's race. So we shall see what goes on with that. So scrolling up here, this was kind of entertaining. I don't think anyone comprehends the sheer amount of weddings we're all going to have to attend when COVID rules lift. And yes, my Instagram is already filling up with lots of bridal showers and weddings and whatnot. I myself have only been to a couple weddings, I've been to three weddings, I think, in my life. I DJ'd two of them and my own, which was 30 plus years ago. And then, of course, here's the Ethiopian trials results, unofficial, with that 135K they ran. It was interesting. This just popped up on my feed Friday morning, and I was like, wait, they had 10Ks at Buchanan Track, so it kind of sucked. There's Nico Young actually pacing, and it's weird. It says early morning 10Ks in California had me more awake than coffee. And anyway, Northern Arizona, they're Abdu and Blaise both running well in the Olympic Trials time of 27:47 and 27:56 with Nico Young doing some pacing. Really wish I'd known about this. It's weird. I mean, I cover endurance sports. It's 2 hours up the road, but I didn't even hear about the college competition really on Friday. I've been to the West Coast relays for high school kids. In fact, when they first brought it back or had it, it was in the evening, which was really nice. Having it in the summer, having it this time of year, it gets kind of warm and they have it during the daytime now. It was interesting when I was coaching at Bakersfield High from 2006 to 2009. We have won 7 state titles and lots of Valley championships, probably 30 or 40, and city championships. And one year, we wanted to motivate the kids, so we went to this room above this storage area, and it was full of old high school memorabilia, and Bakersfield High has been around since like 1890 or something. I could Google it, but been around for a long time. And so this room is just full of old photos and trophies. It's kind of cool. The kids looked in there and found a lot of their friends and family and their parents and their uncles and grandparents. And then I remember finding this West Coast Relays trophy, and it was like this tall, and it wasn't even for like a big race, but it was out of silver. It was probably, I think silver at the time was $15-$20 an ounce. So there's a chunk of change there. So the West Coast Relays has been around a long time. Interestingly, since I've known about it the past, since 2006 or seven, there's really no relays there except your ordinary 4x100s and 4x4s. So I'm not sure. I think back in the day, it used to have West Coast, used to have relays. Speaking of 1500s, Nico Young ran 3:45. At this 1500, he just broke the 5,000 record for under 20s. that Herman Fernandez owned. So he is going to be in Olympic trials in the 5K. 1500 is a little bit too quick for him, I think. So this was funny and definitely something that they talk on Let's Run all the time. One of the brothers is always talking about how these athletes should go back to the steeplechase. And here, her, what is he thinking about? Him, what could Jenny Simpson, Ellen Puryear run in the steeplechase these days? So it's kind of a little funny spoof on them, which I imagine is where I found it from. So, oh, my computer runs like crap. And then this was interesting. Following in the footsteps of Beth Porter, Norway's Caroline Grovald ran 14:39 for the 5K on the roads in Norway today. Sasser Beecher kept her checks 14:43, but it doesn't look like Grovald's time will be ratified as a world record. And I guess it sounds like that because of COVID, they didn't run on a certified course. And so on count, pretty interesting. You hear about Norway quite a bit with the Ingersman brothers, and now the women are stepping up as well. So congratulations to her. NAU, another top performance in the 5K. Luis Grijalva ran 13:29, and they had another guy run 13:49 and 14:10. Grijalva earns 14th NCAA rankings and third in the Big Sky Conference this season. This race was going on yesterday. Races are coming back more and more. Zach Bevan won the Sterling Gym in 3:55.44, special course record that had stood for 30 years. Pretty exciting. West Coast Relays, women's action. Some of the Arkansas gals running in that. And I believe former Buchanan runner was also there. Corey Smith ran. So wish I'd known about that, was going on. It's interesting. Didn't really hear about the college stuff until it already happened. And I haven't really seen any of the high school results. So it must not have been that anybody was really crushing it. This young man, though, from Shafter, through a 61 throw, Nicholas Gobiner. And it's amazing. Shafter has had so many state champions. Zach, Kern County has had more championship throwers, shot put discus men and women than any other county in California. And we just keep going stronger and stronger on that. And then some other news I saw was the Tagger Van Etten just broke the 100-mile tread world record, 11 hours, 32 minutes and 5 seconds unofficially. And that means that Zach now lost all of his records. Well, not all of his world records. He had the world record in the 100 and the 12 hour. And after winning the USA 100-mile race last week in Vegas on Saturday, the Lithuanian broke that record. And then he broke the 100 and the 12 hour record. And now it looks like his treadmill world record that he broke last year in Phoenix running in his house. So his treadmill has also been broken. Speaking of, you know, the Lithuanian, he was the defending champ in the US in the world champion 24s, which this weekend was the last weekend for people to compete and try and make the American team. And it appears that no one really did make the team. And wow, look at this. Albuquerque's new indoor track. So let's go over to Instagram. You know, this is kind of endurance Twitter. It's quite a few things on Instagram. Let me move my photo. So the race was in North Carolina. RJ Moss was hammering out 730 miles and a bunch of others. This is the last chance qualifier for the U.S. team. Needed 155 miles on the men's side, and the women's side was like 148 or something like that. If you keep going through here, 9 hours, Moss was continuing to go through 67 miles, rejecting 167 miles. Now, what happens in all these 24-hour races? Someone goes out. Looks like they're going to crush it. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, American records, da 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 da. And then something always kind of happens. Of course, here it says, no surprise, Nick Curry and Bob Hearn have made their way through the pack, less than 5 miles back at 62 miles. On the women's side, Victoria Brown, who's a Canadian, leads the women and is second overall. She's only 3 miles back of him and up over 7 miles to number two. She's running 8:46 pace. And then we get... boom. Overall race leader Jacob has a rough patch for stomach issues. He puked 3 times, according to our man on the track. He walked a bit. Show Gray suffered similar fate earlier. He is back to running now. Big news as we get close to halfway is the performance of Victoria Brown. She continues in second place overall, just 4 laps behind Moss. The 19th hour completed a 300 lap, and she has slowed a bit. Nick Curry, Bob Herner now number 2 and 3. And yep, those guys, Nick just runs like a metronome. So does Bob. And Bob, of course, throws in his run walk as he goes. And this is Bob here. And he's very methodical in what he does. He was trying to make the American team. And we'll see what ends up happening. A little bit of my action here. my bike path that I'm on all the time. And more people are riding motorized vehicles like this young man. He buzzed by me two or three times. Thank you, guy. I really appreciate that. Then my workout this morning, I mean, yesterday afternoon. Here he is, the master pacer guy, Nick Curry. Says we're halfway through. And the biggest update is the race leader is also done. Number four qualified U.S. team, Jacob Moss, suffered through stomach issues and decided to pull out. He stopped with 76 miles and saw a day. Means Nick Curry and Bob Hearn are now 1-2. Nick is safe in number five qualifying spot. However, ultra runner Ryan Montgomery sits at number six on the team with 154. That is the number Bob Hearn is target. It'll be a tall task and no room for error. But he's pacing to 138, likely exactly what he was planning. Now to execute the next 12 hours. And then another big, huge performance was Victoria Brown, Hungary native, currently resides in Canada, has 24-hour personal best of 132 and a 48 of 202. Currently the race leader, but Curry and Hearn are going after her. So they're getting to go on there. And let's click on here. And there she is, continues to lead the race. She's only got a lap lead, but she's going strong. And then if we keep clicking on here, that's the Kenyan, some of the Olympic trials. And there she is. She ended up setting a new age group record for 100 miles. She did 15:24, beat the old record by about 14 minutes. And she finished, though. She decided to end her day, which happens a lot of times at these 24-hour events. People run 100 miles and say, I'm done. And Whitney Richmond and Yvonne Nottingham were continuing on. And my workout this morning. And then here you go. This high school coach was going strong in his debut race. He's done a 14:11 in the past and also placed fourth in Bob at Badwater. And he's definitely trying to get it going. Nick Curry is in the lead with 108. Second is Hearn. And Whittaker was just behind them as reported. So we shall see what went on in the race. And then 18.5, Whitney Richmond passed the 18, passed 100-mile record, and she decided to stop. And in the men's race, Curry leads with 120 miles, 9:15 pace. Lee Whittaker has passed Bob Hearn for second, 110. Hearn is at 108. And seems like we'll get over here. Absolute footage. My workout. Oh, no. Thanks. Here we go. What cool. They get some belts. Very nice. It says, congratulations, Nick Curry. His overall win with 148 miles. Lorette Horn took first with 111. And it's fitting that fighter belts were given out as awards. The heat and torrid early pace turned the last few hours into a slugfest. Just finished. Many dropped after hitting miles. Nine men and women achieved 100 or more. Few notes. Bob Hearn, this was his only possible change. This was the only possible change to the team, U.S. 24-hour team. Could Bob eclipse 154.71 that Ryan did at Desert Solstice? In the end, it was not to be. Hearn's pace was on target through halfway point. He just exceeded Roy Peering's 12-hour and 100-mile age group records, but the tank was depleted. He left the ring just after 18 hours and 108 miles. Lee Whittaker placed second with 133 in his debut. Whitney Richmond, Team USA qualifier, had his issues at hour six, forced a walk run. And she ended up just doing 100 miles. She says the dark track and the cloudless skies. Look at that black track. Whoever makes black tracks made it even harder for athletes. And Jacob Moss was out after 76. So looks like our team has definitely already been set before the race. And we shall see what happens there. Good thing is the race is until this fall. And hopefully all the COVID travel restrictions and all that mean that our team can go to Romania and Camille can defend her title and the women can go and the men and women go for team titles as well. So that's all for endurance news for today, May 2nd. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, and please subscribe.